cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every morning when I wake up, it's as if I have gotten deeper into an episode of The Twilight Zone, The Outer Limits, an Alfred Hitchcock movie. Hello, my friends. It's already Thursday, the first day of July 2004, and I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. I do this broadcast Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, and back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We have several great guests coming up in the next hour. I'll tell you about those a little bit later. One of them is Fenton Dunn from Break for News, and they do break a lot of important news and do a lot of great analysis. And they brought out some information concerning Sybil Edmonds and the cover-up going on in the Whitewash 9/11 Commission. Remember, she was the FBI translator ordered to go back and falsify prior knowledge reports before 9/11, and then they threatened to arrest her if she didn't shut up, and they said, if you do shut up, we'll pay you off. We're also lining up Mrs. Edmonds for the broadcast. There is so much here, though, before me today. One of these articles, I could spend 3 hours on it. One of them. I mean, look at this one. Americans could be pressured into mandatory community service. Well, that's in S89, but here it is in the news. We'll go over it. Defiant Saddam calls Bush real criminal, says trial is theater. Well, I have to agree with that. I mean, I'm no fan of Saddam, a CIA hitman ordered to invade Iran, ordered, you know, go ahead and invade Kuwait. Horrible person, but he's like a mafia captain, and then the mafia don is the judge over him when the guy followed the orders of the mafia don. And it is theater. This new government in Iraq is publicly appointed. They're publicly going, this is freedom, we're going to set up martial law. That's been in the news. They're saying martial law is freedom. I mean, again, it's the Twilight Zone here. It's 1984. Martial law is not freedom. Appointed governments is not freedom. They've got Chalabi's nephew running the trial. It's a kangaroo trial. It is theater. Well, you must be for Saddam. No, I'm not for Saddam, and I'm not for his bosses either. Taliban claims to have shot down U.S. aircraft killing 13. New Zealand school ban sought for unvaccinated children, and then they take their children because they have to go to school. They're trying that here in the U.S. as well. Yesterday we talked about the U.S. government, and this is the British government admitting they were ordered to attack Iran, to attack Iranians. They refused. Well, now we know what part of this big Summer Pulse 04, you know, 10 aircraft carriers out to sea is all about. U.S. plans huge show of force in Pacific. We knew the name months ago was Pulse 04, Presence with Purpose. But now 7 of these are to be in a maneuver off the coast of China and North Korea, and several others going to the Middle East. Also, here's the big article. Here's the one I could spend 3 hours on. Plans to cancel elections after terror attacks. And this is out of the AP, the Associated Press. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about this, my friends. And the White House told U.S. News and World Report a month ago that there will be massive terror attacks, and we will take your rights. And top generals have said martial law is good here, too, just like it is in Iraq. And I got this article in front of me where they just tell us that we just may cancel the election. The government is being directed to prepare for that. It's all part of the new freedom. I mean, come on. I guess they'll start appointing our government, too, and then just say, well, that's freedom. You're not for al-Qaeda, are you? Well, then you must be for the appointed government. You're not against torture, are you? Why, the president's above the law. Folks, every article is of the same magnitude. I have a giant stack of about 80 stories. Stay with us.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of MT Oil additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. MT Oil additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. MT Oil additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. MT Oil additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with MT Oil additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, second segment, 8 minutes and 15 seconds into this first hour. Again, several great guests coming up in the next hour. Let's launch straight into the news. Again, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, I talk about the government moving forward with plans for secret arrest, secret detention of Americans, secret execution. I said the government would use the threat of terrorism that they would orchestrate to get all of this through. Where's Alex coming up with all of this? Man, he's talking about a world with police in black ski masks and uniforms and armored vehicles everywhere and cameras on every street corner and wide open borders at the same time, and foreign troops, and Pan-American unions. Well, all I was doing was reading the public RAND Corporation and DARPA reports and CFR publications, and I mean, that's all I've ever done. They're building a hell for you and I. And you go, why would they do that? Because that ensures their monopoly of control and power. That's what elites do throughout history. That's the norm. Freedom is the exception. And so, you want to be slaves? You want to be serfs? You're going to be serfs. But they're going to teach you how to love your slavery, how to praise it through the popular culture, how to be good little mind control minions, how to love it, how to willingly inject your children with deadly vaccines that brain damage them, how to slurp down the toxic water that flows from your tap, how to eat the genetically modified food and ask for seconds and drink the milk full of growth hormone and beg for more. How to drink the soft drinks and 9,000-plus foods full of aspartame, which is just wood alcohol. How to beg to be mindless slaves. And they do it all just by getting us used to it, training us, conditioning us. Just like a mountain lion or a wolf might sneak up on a little deer out in a glade. They incrementally get closer and closer, edging up on you. Now they're just a few feet away. Our whole way of life, our children's future, is everything evaporating before our eyes. And people say, don't be so negative. Well, we're doing great. No, we're not. Plans to cancel elections after terror attacks. This is from the Associated Press. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. It's on InfoWars.com right now. The government needs to establish guidelines for canceling or rescheduling elections if terrorists strike the United States again, says the chairman of the new Federal Voting Commission. Such guidelines do not currently exist, said DeForest B. Sorries, head of the voting panel. See, they just, all this is in plain view. Sorries was appointed to the Federal Election Assistance Commission last year by President Bush. Oh, he's independent, like the commission on 9/11 appointed by Bush. Sorries said he wrote the National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice, and Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge in April to raise the concern. See, he was appointed, and then magically he came up with this idea on his own. Yeah, the military has just been saying if there's another big attack, martial law is good, cancel elections, can't leave our homes, we're all enemy combatants. That's the head of FEMA in New Jersey, by the way. You might take what he has to say a little bit serious. I am still awaiting their response, he said. Thus far, we have not begun any meaningful discussion. Sure you haven't. Spokesman for Rice and Ridge did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Yeah, you're just already federalizing most major cities covertly under a covert, unannounced red alert, aren't you? Aren't you? It's a dictatorship, folks. Right in your face. Sorries noted that September 11, 2001, fell on election day in New York City, and said that officials there had no rules to follow in making the decision to cancel the election and hold it till later. Events in Spain, where the government got caught blowing stuff up, but that's a side issue. Events in Spain, where a terrorist attack shortly before the March election possibly influenced its outcome, show the need for a process to deal with terrorists threatening or interrupting the November 2nd presidential elections in America, he said. Look at the possibilities of the federal government for to cancel an election or suspend an election. It has tremendous political implications if the federal government chose not to suspend an election. It has political implications, and it said Sorries, a Republican and a former Secretary of State of New Jersey. Who makes the call? Under what circumstances is the call made? What are the constitutional implications, he said. I think we have to err on the side of transparency to protect the voting rights of the country. That's some nice double speak. Story said his bipartisan four-member commission might make a recommendation to Congress about setting up guidelines. I'm hopeful that there are some proposals already being floated. If there are, we're not aware of them. If there are not, we will probably try to put one on the table, he said. Sorries also said he met with former New York State Elections Director to discuss how officials there handled the September 11th attacks from the perspective of election administration. He said the commission is getting information from New York documenting the process used there. The state controls elections, but on the national scale, where every state has its own election law and its own election chief, who's in charge? Sorries also said he wants to know what federal officials are doing to increase security on Election Day. He said security officials must take care not to allow heightened security measures to intimidate minority voters, oh, like Florida. But the local and state election officials he's talked to have not been told what measures to expect. There's got to be communication, he said, that means federal control, between law enforcement and election officials in preparation of November. Okay, I could spend hours explaining how this works, but we haven't had a real presidential election since they blew Kennedy's head off in 1963. That's when the Voter News Services, under a previous name, took over. And you're going, what do you mean? Well, do you know how they announce on the news who the winner is? a private group in New York with armed guards that no one's allowed to look into, tells you who the winners are. And then in almost every election, it's later matched with the states and doesn't match, and states really went with other people, but there's never a discussion of it. And whoever loses just goes along with it because it's a stage theater. You go, well, and why did Al Gore and Bush have this big fight? That was to train you that, oh, these chads don't work because there was full-scale fraud going on by the government. We need touchscreen. Oh, and then Chuckie Schumer brings out the bill for $5 billion, $5-plus billion to put in the touchscreen systems publicly run by the CIA, stealing elections coast to coast. Then they divvy up and divide the spoils amongst each other. Now, at record levels, Democrats are running unopposed, Republicans are running unopposed. They're just dividing up the country among themselves. And so what's going on with this? What's really happening? I mean, how do you call an election? You know, they're calling Al Gore the winner of Florida, and then suddenly Bush's cousin at Fox announces it for Bush, and Bush smiles and says, don't worry, I will win. And I'm sorry, folks, I've always been a Republican, but I'll tell you, Al Gore won that election. And I don't mean popular votes. I believe in the Electoral College, so one region doesn't get too much power. I believe in that apportionment to the states according to population. Through the House and then the Senate with its two senators with a further separation of powers. But certainly Choice Point and Harris and the Bushes and his brother did steal the election. And the Democrats just laid there and took it because it was a staged event. So we've already had a Supreme Court appoint a president and vice president, which was a Supreme Court appointed by the president's father and himself. Now he's appointed or moving forward to get more federal judges and more power positions. And so we've already had a bizarre election in 2000, just getting you ready for this, you know, four. Now, the government, Bush has said, we will be hit by terrorists, the Capitol will be destroyed. That's scenario one, and simultaneously coast-to-coast attacks. Now, that's U.S. News and World Report, Associated Press, Reuters. And now they're saying if there is an attack, they may cancel elections. And boy, gee, they're thinking of ways to have the feds run things locally to keep us all safe. Because it's become quite embarrassing that the non-electronic voting machines will show one candidate wins, but all the die bowl will show the other candidate winning or the other companies that are out there. And that, you know, the state numbers don't match what the feds later say. So this is total federal control. Major cities like Detroit, Michigan, New Orleans, Louisiana have publicly been federalized. They're putting CIA and National Guard in FEMA command centers that were built in the late 1990s. This is happening from Maine to Texas. It is hell upon earth. It is a Soviet/Nazi model. Just like in Iraq, we have troops in every city and appoint puppets. It's the same thing now in America. The electronic machines appoint the puppets. You think you have an election, then they garrison troops with helicopters surveilling your cities, with the command centers hooked into the wireless cameras around your city, with the CIA firmly ensconced, with secret military police interrogating and harassing people for their First Amendment rights publicly. I mean, they're all lined up, folks. You know, it's like offense and defense, and the quarterback goes break in the huddle, and they all line up, and everybody's tense, and the quarterback's starting to go, green, 23, green, 24, and he's on the last hut. You understand he's on the last, he's starting to say, hut, last hut, folks, hut. And then, boom, they're all coming together, and the hammer drops, and you get to be real live slaves. And then they get to lay off seven times what they've laid off in the high tech. And they get to bring in even more unskilled workers. And they get to really lower your wages and pay you less as the dollar itself is worth less and less. And you get to learn and you get to watch the Super Bowl as we hail the emperor and get to be a part of the regal worship of government. And I just hope you love it. I just hope you all enjoy it. We're a country that's aborted 50 million babies. We're a country that's taught the world how to torture. We're a country that's gone to the devil. And now we're going to be judged, all of you, myself included. I feel the mouth of hell opening for us. Can we stop it? We'll talk about it when we get back.
Perky water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Perky Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Perky Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Perky Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Perky Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
How do we avert what the globalists are building, what they're doing? This repeat of history with a high-tech overlay. Well, it's really quite simple. They test the wind, the water. They analyze with their focus groups where the people are. They admit they've done focus groups on what will happen. This has been in the news. If there's a terror attack, will it help keep the administration in or get them out? As if it even matters. The Bush's cousin, Lord Kerry. And if we expose that government is behind the terror, that giving up liberty gives us tyranny, not security, if everyone at the grassroots level screams bloody murder, if police and military refuse to go along with what they're trying to set up, the world they're trying to build, the control grids they're trying to put in place, this program will fall apart. And it's already been greatly damaged. We have responded to them energetically at a level I don't think they foresaw. And so we have a chance, but things are very, very serious. We know the world they're trying to build. The worst of Nazi Germany, the worst of the Soviet Union, with a brave new world, high-tech dressing. I hope all of you are aware of this. So there's open discussions of suspending the election from the Associated Press, from the Federal Elections Commission, and these other unsundry groups. And then we have articles like this with news from Views. America could be prepared and could be pressed into mandatory community service. The Universal National Service Act of 03 sitting in the 108th Congress isn't getting much attention in the media, but has many Americans very concerned about what it will mean if signed into law by President Bush after the terror attack, of course, they'll carry out. In the Senate, S-89, sponsored by Ernest Hollings, a Democrat, and it continues, reads to provide for the common defense by requiring that all young persons in the United States, including women, perform a period of military service or a period of civilian service in furtherance of the national defense and homeland security and for other purposes. And it has a whole bunch of Republican sponsors, co-sponsors. The House of Representatives has a sister bill, H.R. 163, sponsored by Charles Rangel, which contains the same language. Both bills will make it mandatory for women to serve in the military as well as men. The age window for induction is 18 to 26. And it goes on talking about how it angers Americans because it gets into this government thinks they can press free citizens into involuntary servitude for 20 to 30 hours per week in support of security for the motherland. Americans don't understand how clever the communists are in their quest for global domination because they don't study history. Community service, especially forced community service, is rooted in communist doctrine. Miss Beecham went on to state that the legislation would not withstand the 13th Amendment challenge to the U.S. Constitution against involuntary servitude. That's Lauren Beecham, a lawyer studying, paralegal studying for her law degree in New York, majored in world history, and says Americans don't fully appreciate the danger behind this type of legislation. One of the people they interviewed for this article, Section 1 of the 13th Amendment, but the Constitution states neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Very, very interesting, isn't it? There's so much here that I want to cover. Let's get into this now, then we'll get into all the military drills going on. And then take some of your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Defiant Saddam calls Bush real criminal, says trial is theater. A defiant and downcast Saddam Hussein rejected charges against him as he appeared before an Iraqi judge yesterday, or actually this morning, telling the court this is all theater. The real criminal is Bush, a CNN pool report said. Saddam's hands were cuffed when he was brought into the court for the arraignment, which lasted about 30 minutes. The cuffs were taken off when he went in. I am Saddam Hussein, the president of Iraq, the CNN pool reporter quoted Saddam as saying. Saddam was flown by helicopter from an undisclosed location where he's guarded by the U.S. military, supposedly in Iraqi custody, in the puppet government custody, and driven to a courtroom on the U.S. base. He was led from an armored bus escorted by two Iraqi prison guards and unhearsed through a door, or ushered through a door, guarded by six more Iraqi policemen, according to CNN, which had a pool reporter monitoring the hearing. The bus was escorted by four Humvees and an ambulance. Again, Saddam is like a mafia capo, and the don that ordered him to do all the stuff he did is the judge, you know, is the government. I mean, the new president was a former top Baathist, and he's an appointee. And just incredible. We'll come back and into all these military training drills and much more. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Want to thank all the AM and FM affiliates that carry this broadcast. Also, WWCR during the day on Global Shortwave. You can listen. At 94.75, 9.475, and of course, at night from 9 to midnight at 3210. If your AM or FM station doesn't carry the nighttime show from 9 to midnight, you ought to ask them to, because a lot of folks don't get a chance to hear the broadcast during the day. But if they don't, you can always listen at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv or, as I said, on the Global Shortwave. Okay, we're going to go to your calls, Carlos and others that are holding here in a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. But before I do that, first I want to plug my videos and stuff, then I want to cover some of this Iraq handover, this puppet, total transparent theater, as I call it, and as their former business partner Saddam calls it, interestingly enough. First off, my friends, again, I've made 10 films, and the latest film is Matrix of Evil. The video is, let me see, a little over 2 hours long. It has Congressman Ron Paul talking about the New World Order, the Iraq War, the Patriot Act, John Ashcroft, the Democrats, all of it. We expose the whole corrupt system. That Cynthia McKinney, who was unseated for exposing UN and government involvement in 9/11, and we interview her, so it's bipartisan. Wake up the Democrats as well. Colonel Craig Roberts is in the video. Frank Morales, police state expert. Myself, we throw the Patriot Act out in Austin. Video of that happening. People really like the Matrix of Evil. Also, there's Police State, Three Total Enslavement, 2 hours, 44 minutes long, what the New World Order is, who the neocons are, the fake left-right paradigm. That's the first 25, 30 minutes, very important. And the rest of it is Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, the RFID chips, the GPS, the New World Order, government-sponsored terror. I mean, it's just, if you're getting one film just to be fully informed on things, I guess it's the video. But it's really a video I'd get if you already have the others, because it's kind of the more graduate level, you know, graduate student level type stuff. Fast moving, jam packed. It's really three or four films in one. Then there's my two 9/11 films, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, part two of that, The Masters of Terror. We've got America, Wake Up or Waco. We've got the other Police State videos, one and two. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. The anniversary of my infiltration 4 years ago is coming up in just a few days. And when we snuck in and got the Satanic Ritual on tape, and that's all in the film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. My videos are $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. Big discount, folks. You save $18 on the three-tape special, $24 on the four-tape special, $30 on the five-tape special, and so on. And your purchase is vital for the future of this broadcast, supports us. And also, you're authorized to make copies of the videos I've produced. Now, I carry other videos made by other folks. Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership's video, Innocence Betrayed, which is the history of gun control and mass murder by governments, an absolute must-see. Comes with three pamphlets on the Second Amendment in comic book style that'll wake people up. We've got George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, which is one of the best 9/11 films I've seen. It comes with a free color 80-plus page booklet, an accompanying book full of documents and news articles. If you get a second copy of that for $14.95, buy one for $19.95, get a second copy and get two additional pamphlets, colored 80-plus page booklets. So that's three booklets and two videos for $34.95 on VHS and DVD. And we carry Eric Hufschmidt's 9/11 DVD and VHS, which is Painful Deceptions. And we have the accompanying full-color book with hundreds of color photographs that goes with that as well for $22, large colored book. And so you can get both of those if you'd like. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free. Operators are there right now, 24 hours a day, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, the ball's in your court, my friends. Take action. These videos are working. Help us expose the people responsible for the New World Order and 9/11. Russia hails transfer of power to Iraqi interim government. Now, 2 weeks ago, when the presidency and the government had been caught at least 50 times planting fake weapons evidence, making up dossiers, when it had been totally proven that Saddam had destroyed his weapons of mass destruction sold to him by the U.S. and Russia, Putin pops up, a murdering person who's been caught blowing up his own buildings and blaming on his political enemies. I mean, that's admitted, you know, Moscow Times stuff, folks. BBC. Just a former KGB chieftain. I mean, just a horrible demon. Indescribable crimes. Arresting people that criticize him, you name it. Well, okay, KGB people are good. I'm sorry. I'm being liberal because I'm against the KGB. But now FSB. He hailed Bush and said, yes, that he had evidence of weapons of mass destruction. Well, now he hails the handover and calls it very real and good, and he thinks it's wonderful. And Russia today welcomed the transfer of power to the Iraqi interim government as an important step in the implementation of UN Security Council resolution. And he says the transfer of power in Iraq is in general an important step towards implementing Security Council Resolution 1546. And it goes on and on. So again, the loving, I wouldn't even call them communists. They never were communists. Communism doesn't exist in the real world. The thugs that rule those 240 million people over there agree with their buddy, Lord Bush, the CIA director's son. All these former intelligence chiefs and people running our countries. UN prepares for a bigger role in Iraq following handover to power. I told you a full year before the war they'd do that. And they play the good cop. We play the part of the bad cop. We're actually increasing troop levels. And Bush says we'll go under UN law and our troops will be liable under UN law where they have no due process. So pretty serious stuff there. So everything going according to their plan. Judge says CIA contractor must stay jailed. And remember last week they said they're charging him under the Patriot Act. He followed orders and tortured people to death, which he should be charged. But his bosses should be charged even more seriously. And we have the memos where they were ordered to take the gloves off and torture by Rumsfeld. But he can't talk to the media, and it's going to be a secret trial because they admit, Associated Press last week, it is the Patriot Act. So see, they're using it against their own people so they can burn patsies, burn minions, burn scapegoats, and then not let them defend themselves. I thought it was just for Al-Qaeda. Well, no, it's for the goons, the prison guards they hire and do that. So to all of you out there, they'll order you to do this, then they'll charge you with the Patriot Act so you can't expose them. Just like you're not going to hear anything Saddam has to say in this kangaroo Iraq court once it gets rolling. Same thing. Okay. Let's go to calls. Carlos in California. Thanks for holding, my friend. Welcome.
It's a pleasure talking. Pleasure listening to you. There's another form of terrorism which is being imposed on, of course, humanity by the New World Order besides radical Islam. And that is the ecological destruction, so-called facade of ecological destruction, that's being caused by humans. And, of course, we've had various Earth summits sponsored by the United Nations, which deal with ecology, and that has given rise to this thing called the Earth Charter, which you probably heard about. The Earth Charter supposedly has 18 ecological laws. They call it a so-called 10 Amendment.
Yeah, it's total. It's total serfdom. And to boil this down, there are environmental crises. There are problems. But if you look at who funds all the big environmental groups, it's Dutch Shell, the Ford Foundation, LePew Charitable Trust. So they use it to steal private property, to put us basically on a global plantation, to make all these felony laws if you do anything environmentally bad. Meanwhile, the big corporations can genetically engineer all the crops, kill the environment, dump toxic waste and uranium right into the ocean. So again, they create the crisis and then offer the solution, which is tyranny against us. Go ahead.
Well, what's even more scary, Alex, is that if you read between the lines as to what's being stipulated and implied by these laws, by the Earth Charter laws, is that they're going to force a half reduction on world food production. Okay, they're going to cause a scarcity of food production. They're also going to cause water. They're going to create water rationing.
Carlos, you're right on the money, but it's not between the lines. The head of the UN food program at a Beijing food summit, population summit in 97, said we will use food as a weapon and we will not apologize for it. And 5-6 years ago, the UN said, we're going to claim there's no fresh water, we're going to claim there's no oil, we're going to have our surrogates put this out, and then we're going to double and triple the prices for all this. And yes, they'd rather sell you a gallon of water for 10 times what it's worth, rather than selling you 10 gallons of water. Same thing with oil. They just tell you there's a scarcity, and there certainly is in the West because of the drought, but that's a cyclical thing. Globally, there is not a water shortage. And there's ways to, supply this. But go ahead.
Well, that's the way for them to get around to their one main objective, which is to lessen the world's population.
It is, and they bring in through the crisis, I mean, look, I saw the day after tomorrow. It is a two-hour ad for world government. It is a two-hour ad for martial law. It is a two-hour ad for getting us ready for huge disasters. It is a giant UN ad. And again, the left thinks the UN's going to save us. The UN was created by the military-industrial complex.
Exactly. Well, you know, some of that is already happening. You know, the IMF, of course, has all these corporations that are affiliated to it, and they're going into Latin countries and taking over through privatization of all the water systems.
And it's not, and they use the term privatization like they call this forced drugging of the population new freedom. It's always doublespeak. We had the World Bank documents that are on the website 2+ years ago. In Argentina, they come pay off the politicians publicly, have them implode the economy, and when everything falls apart, they can buy it all up for pennies on the dollar, and then overnight they quadrupled the price of water, fuel, everything. This is done by design. You're on the money.
Yes, and exactly. And you know, people are already dying in Latin America because of the high prices of water.
There was a Washington Post article where a cattle trailer in the capital city of Argentina topped over, and former middle-class people were with knives cutting gobs of raw flesh out, gobbling them on the side of the road, and photos were taken of this.
Yes, I mean, it's going to become a very scary scenario.
By the way, Argentina was nice. I mean, it was as high a standard of living as the United States. Middle-class, wealthy, doing well, a lot of resources, informed, educated people, and now they have one of the lowest standards of living in 3 years, from the highest in Latin America to one of the lowest.
Well, exactly, and that's going to go all across Latin America, and eventually it's going to get here to the United States.
And then that's going to drive tens of millions more Latin Americans up here, who I don't blame wanting a good job, but there's not going to be a good job for them, and it's going to drive down our wages, Carlos.
Well, exactly, and then they're going to force privatization on us, too. Once we're bankrupt, they're going to take over all
the
water.
And again, what
system.
Is privatization? The same thing they did in Russia. The former communist leaders suddenly become the private owners, the 10 oligarchs, now the 6 oligarchs. And when everything's bankrupt, they go, we'll get all the oil in Russia for $1 billion. Here's $1 billion, I get $5 trillion now. And so the government then sells itself everything, and then they become private owners.
Well, you know, the bottom line, Alex, we got to be very leery when corporations start taking over the water systems of the world.
Well,
once they create a monopoly, they're going to hold the world hostage.
Just like Enron did in California for energy. Thanks for the call. Great call, Carlos. Yeah, that's it. Serfdom, folks. These corporations are not free market. They're organized crime syndicates. Harold and KC in Kansas City. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I just want to say that it was a privilege to meet you in person a year ago when you were in Kansas City. But quickly, I want to tell you that this morning I was watching on C-SPAN, and they had a call-in program, and the question was, should the U.S. reinstate the draft? And the host on that program was reading articles from various journalists from newspapers around the country, and they were all in favor of why we should reinstate the draft.
And again, but there's no plan to have a draft as the draft boards are being set up, as the bills are introduced.
Exactly. And I would say that for every 10 callers that called in, there was like only one that objected to it. And is this like the part of the mindset to get the American people thinking, hey, okay, we need this, and so when they do start to vote on this in Congress and pass it, then the American people will say, oh, hey, yeah, this is...
Well, look, almost everybody I talk to is against the draft. But
exactly.
What they do is they're quietly introducing it, giving us the arguments for it, and then we argue against it. They go, oh, we're not going to do that, and then as soon as we turn our head, yeah, the draft's good. Hey, we don't want a draft. We didn't say there's a draft, so that's psychological warfare tactic.
Exactly. Well, I just
so what were the people saying? Yeah, we got to serve. This war on terror is serious. We got to pay our fair share.
Well, it seemed like they were program callers. By that, I mean most of them had already served in the military. They were like the baby boomer generation or had served in Vietnam, and they were saying like, oh, this was good because I went and put my time in, or even we're going clear back to, say, the Korean conflict. I was drafted. I had to go in and made a better man out of me, you know?
Well, I've tried to call into C-SPAN the last 6 months, and they'll say for or against, or Democrat or Republican or independent, and I'll say, well, this is what I want to say, and they'll hang up on me. So when they're not screening calls, I've watched it, most people are anti-New World Order, but I think they're starting to screen calls.
Obviously.
So that was probably, yeah, because everybody I talked to is against the draft. I mean, come on.
Yes, yes. Well, I just thought I would pass that on for you and your listeners.
So he just had article after article about how great the draft is.
Yes, not one article was against it. And I hope that they will re-air that some, you know, later on tonight or something. But that was earlier this morning on C-SPAN. So,
totally disgusting. So are you going to send your children off to breathe depleted uranium and take deadly vaccines?
No. No. I just hope the eyes of the American people will truly, truly be...
Even after Al-Qaeda attacks?
The CIA. Yeah. So, anyway, I just wanted you to know that, and I'm an avid listener of you every day, and like I said, it was a privilege to meet you when you came to Kansas City a year ago. And,
well, it was great to meet all you guys and gals.
Yeah. Okay. Well, keep up the good work, and I'll be praying for you.
You bet, my friend. Thank you. We'll be praying for all of you. We need the prayers. Boy, I tell you... Yeah, national draft, open borders, cameras everywhere. I got a whole stack of Big Brother news here. I got some guests coming up, too. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Keep fighting, keep moving forward. We're in the fight, folks. We got a dog in this fight.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got Fenton Dunn from Break for News joining us with some major developments of the Sybil Edmonds 9/11 Whitewash Commission situation. Right now, let's go to Randy in Florida. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Alex? I heard you say yesterday that there were no abuses by the American Patriots during the Revolutionary War.
Well, I said that. I may have said that. Not that I'm aware of, and I know that even the British historians commented that that our troops were very well behaved and compared to the British and German troops.
There was atrocities and barbarism on both sides, not only against each other but against the loyalists and the revolutionaries here. You know,
the Tories.
Right.
Okay, give me an example.
Well, there was one battle at Cowpens, I think, where several of the prisoners were hacked to death after they surrendered, and they were British, you know, American citizens, you know, fighting on the British side.
Interesting. All right.
You know, and there were also a lot of hangings and stuff too that were going on, you know, between colonists on both sides of the conflict.
Oh, that was going on in the Civil War. I mean, certainly I'd seen cases of that.
So, you know, I mean, it was equally atrocious on both sides at certain places and times. So,
yeah, I had just from my studies that let's just say the colonialist behavior, the Continental Army's behavior was better than that of the British.
Overall, sure.
I was just saying that backfired on the British.
The Constitution Party had their convention and named Michael Prutka as their official candidate last week. Are you going to have him on by now?
You know, I get calls every day about that, and I just might do that.
Yeah, well, it would be, you know, now would be a good time to start the ball rolling to get him on, you know, now that he's a declared candidate.
Okay.
On your website, you got a bad link on there. The animated cartoon that talks about American dictator Skull and Bones, Kerry and Bush.
Yeah.
When you go to click play, it doesn't work.
It works for me, perhaps.
I've had it on several different computers all week, and I can't get it to run.
Okay, well, do me a favor. Just email me and email the webmaster, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Randy. Let's talk to Kevin in California. Kevin, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Ken.
Okay.
On June the 18th, Pennsylvania passed hate crimes legislation. It was signed by the governor in the dead of midnight on June the 18th of this year. It says that verbal abuse is now a crime punishable by 5 years in prison, up to 5 years in prison, and a $50,000 fine.
Yeah, I saw that. There's now these thought crimes, and it's not even cuss words or racial stuff, which they shouldn't be able to regulate because it's the First Amendment, but because when they start with that, then it moves into something that someone feels hurts their feelings. And that's why we have BBC reporters being arrested for what they say in England now, because it might hurt someone's feelings.
That's right. But it's especially if you criticize homosexuality, that was added to the bill. And so if a preacher gets up and he says that the homosexuality is an abomination according to the Word of God, he can get 5 years in prison, $50,000 fine.
Well, actually, last year, the outgoing governor, Mark Schweiker, signed the bill that did that. Are you sure you're not looking at it?
No. This one added homosexuality and transsexuality to the other bill.
Yeah, I remember seeing that, yeah.
Yeah, so this is horrendous. I mean, if this is made national, can you imagine?
Well, this is the system where you can't criticize, where you don't have a First Amendment.
Right.
And and over and over again, it's Republicans giving us this. Isn't that interesting?
It boggles the mind. It boggles the mind. You would think that a Republican would stand up for civil liberties, but that's not the case.
But Putin says Bush is good. Shouldn't we listen to him? He's a nice man.
I don't even want to go there. Thank you.
Did you say the name was Kim?
Ken.
Yeah, I said Ken when I asked.
Oh, I thought you said Kevin. Oh, sorry.
No, I guess I did. You know what? We'll just call you Bob from California. How's that sound?
Fair enough.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, buddy. Take care. Second hour coming up.